Is that known as the
yellow jaunders?
Is that right?
That's the way they said it.
Was that pretty common?
No, not very common. Once in a great while. But now they call it hepatitis.
Mm-hmm. The problem that you have in the joints, you call arthritis today, what was it?
Rheumatism.
Did you have any remedies for that?
Yeah, I think they did, but I can't remember what they did for that.
And what about getting a cold? What, you remember anything about, especially in the head or the throat?
Take the sniffles and just a sore throat.
Mm-hmm. And if you got various infections, could you tell me about that? A pimple that would get very big, and what would they do for that?
That was called a rising. And various things that they did to draw it to the head so they can draw the pus out of it.
Did you ever hear of the mullein being used for that, the weed called mullein?
Yes.
Is that right? Yes.
They used the mullein poultice sometimes for it.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a blister on your heel, what would you do for that to get the...
Usually just tough it out. Sometimes going barefooted, we can get a scratch or two on our feet and that get infected a little. They call it dew poison.
Would they have a cure for that?
I don't remember what we did for it. Then every once in a while, especially in the spring, when we first started going barefooted, well, we'd get a stone bruise on our foot. And that was painful, I'll guarantee you.
It stayed painful, I suppose.
Yes.
Did you, if you had an infection so that the flesh would come up on either side, say, what would you call it and what would you do for it?
Some kind of ointment or salve or something that would kill that infection.
Mm-hmm. You call that the flesh that came up on either side, was that proud flesh or?
Yes, I've heard that expression, but I don't remember ever seeing anyone with it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just something else other than an infection.
Yes.
How would they say it? Would it be?
They called it proud flesh.
Proud flesh. Mm-hmm. I would have associated that with an infection of some kind.
I'm sure it was some kind of an infection. But
did they? Did you have anything to paint a cut with?
No.
Drugstore.
Mercury or chrome or something like that, no. I don't remember us having any when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. After you started to buy things at the drugstore, what were some of the first things?
Aspirin and iodine, mercury or chrome, things of that sort.
Aspirin's been around, I guess, longer than,
yeah.
than anything else. How did people use tobacco? How was that?
Either in a pipe or a snuff or chewing tobacco.
Didn't they chew a lot?
Yes.